G'day, welcome to Partakers ThinkSpot at the start of a new week. As part of our living as followers of Jesus Christ, here is something which has the capability of affecting every person on this planet. Jesus, who is to be our master, said in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36 to 37, "But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." Our Jesus, Jesus Christ, took words and thoughts extremely seriously. Jesus' words encouraged others gently towards paths of right living. He spoke words of love, kindness, rebuke, forgiveness, encouragement, and blessing upon and to others. Jesus is to be our guide and master in the use of thoughts and words. Elsewhere in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 and 22, Jesus himself equates calling somebody a fool with the physical act of murder. Murder has its beginning in anger developing into uncontrollable rage. Improper attitudes, words, and thoughts can quickly lead you and I to sin if we don't stop their destructive use quickly. May the words we communicate and think about be like those of Jesus, full of grace. When Jesus Christ called you to follow him, he called you to follow him wholeheartedly and to be committed to him and him alone. Jesus calls you and I to love God and be totally committed to him. Here is a brief prayer to help us into the new week. Father, help us this week to be totally committed to you in all aspects of our lives. May those we live with, work with, and interact with know that we are your children by the words we speak and the things that we do. We ask this through the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for joining us on Partakers ThinkSpot. See you again real soon.